The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Ultimately, what you are trying to assess is the ability or the willingness of individual fighters in another country to fight for their own country.
The White House mouthpiece, Josh Earnest, responding to comments about Iraq and what the president had to say on a show over the weekend as far as responding and troops that are willing to go. Remember, the president said that we badly misjudge the terrorist enemies, and this was an intelligence problem, and then moved on kind of from that. And here we are, part of the coalition with the airstrikes and everything that that entails, but no Congress backing as far as declaring any kind of war, and no Congress backing as far as funding this whole thing. This could be booted until next year if you look at the elections. And that's where we start. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. Spread the word. And speaking of spreading the word, that's what a lot in Congress are doing. They're spreading the word to lay low until after the election in some cases. Or John Boehner says, bring it on. Let's have a vote. Let's do this authorization thing now. But I think it's going to be more about avoiding than anything else because of the timing. If you were to not vote until after the elections, well, that would be ridiculous because you'd have people that wouldn't be eligible to vote. All the people who were newly elected couldn't vote until, of course, January. So this most likely gets punched out in January sometime, not right now. And speaking of elections, and this is kind of interesting, many of you may do the whole early voting thing, but the Supreme Court actually put off the start of early voting in Ohio. How about that? A divided Supreme Court. 5-4 was the vote on Monday, granting the request from state officials to wipe out a week in Ohio when people could both register to vote and cast ballots. So the Republicans have been trying to trim the number of days for early voting and restrict the weekend and evening hours. Now there was this lawsuit from churches and civil rights groups saying that the new rules would make it pretty difficult for people to vote and would be disproportionately, it would affect low-income and black voters. So early voting in the swing state now starts on October 7th under a state law pushed by the Republicans in that state. A federal judge blocked the law and also ordered the Republican Secretary of State to set additional times that included evening hours. But the high court put the judge's ruling on hold, at least until they can decide whether to hear the state's appeal. So the five conservatives, which would be Roberts and Alito and Kennedy and Scalia and Thomas, voted to grant Ohio's request. The four liberals on the court, which would be Breyer, Ginsburg, Kagan, and Sotomayor, as you know, would have let early voting start on Tuesday. Isn't this interesting? So now that's a very, very big change in that state where it is a swing state. So goes Ohio. So goes, you know, what they always say, the presidency, although we're not worried about that at this point, because that's not what these midterm elections are about. It was all about the biggest, longest, baddest flight. The world's longest flight happened on Monday, and it's going to continue to happen. 8,500 air miles. That's the distance between Sydney, Australia, and Dallas-Fort Worth, which is the world's fourth biggest airport. It is the longest by distance in the world. So how about that? The Qantas double-decker A380 made its landing to some pomp and circumstance. John Travolta was on the flight as he is a goodwill ambassador for that airline. And there was the welcoming cannons. The fire department shoots water over the inaugural landing of a big plane like that one or any fleet that would come in. And this plane replaces a Boeing 747 with this Airbus. It gets better gas mileage, supposedly. And here's the key. It can hold 100 more passengers. And it is a double-decker. And it will leave every day except for one day. How about that? 8,500 miles. You know how long that takes? 15 hours. 15 hours. Wow. That's a long time to be on a plane. If you wanted to sit first class, by the way, just over $16,000. If you wanted to sit coach, couple of thousand dollars, it would cost you, you know, three or four, depending if it's a premium seat or not. So big difference there. But I think it's pretty cool. The world's longest flight. And now you know the answer to that trivia question. 8,500 miles between Sydney, Australia and Dallas, Texas. So how about that? Speaking of Dallas, very scary, scary thing that everyone in the world is actually talking about. About 30 miles from where I am sitting right now, there could be the first Ebola patient to be diagnosed inside the United States. This person was in Africa, started to feel funny symptoms, went to the hospital, told them where they had been, and how long they had been traveling and the stops and all that sort of thing. Immediately, they were in isolation. The CDC was called in. They're going to have preliminary test results available later on Tuesday, but that would be pretty scary. When we say Ebola is here, it really is here now. And what do we do to protect ourselves from the Ebola virus? And we were saying it was relatively minute, the possibilities, and this is not an airborne thing. It is something that happens through fluids, but it still is pretty frightening to think about it. If you remember Dr. Kent Brantley, who was flown back to Atlanta, said it was like being in hell. He really thought that he was going to die, and he wanted to make sure that Nancy Reichbold, who was with him volunteering in Liberia, he wanted to make sure that if it was going to help, she got the Z-Map, which they're not even sure if Z-Map is the antibody cocktail that did something for them or not. But because there was limited doses, he wanted to make sure she got the dose and to make sure if it was going to do anything, it was going to help her. Listening to his description of what it was like, it really makes you shudder when you think of the amount of people who have died, the amount of people in Africa who are contracting it. Some survive it. Some cannot survive it. They don't know sometimes in looking at the patients which way it's going to go. Just depends on when it's caught, and you have to ride it out. So this is a very big deal, friends, if this person has Ebola. And they're going to know on Tuesday if really that's the case. Or perhaps they dodged one, if you know what I mean, and just had some of the symptoms of what they thought was Ebola. We'll see what the CDC has to say on it. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, yes, you sent me so many emails. We're going to head to the mailbag. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, boy, I hope you pay close attention. Steve Kelly, the free money guy with the best thing I think I've ever heard him talk about, long-term care, something you don't think about. You know, kind of his analogy is you look at all the insurance coverage that we have, that we all have to get fire insurance, even though there is a very remote possibility we'll ever use it or we'll have a fire at our house and we'll have to use that insurance. But 70% of the people who reach age 65 will need some kind of care, and they're not going to have the money. They're going to be shocked when they hear what the cost is in many, many cases. And it's interesting because this is something people don't think about. 7 out of 10 people are going to need long-term care. 7 out of 10. I know some people that I know. I have a friend. She's only in her 30s, and she's going through this with one of her parents, and just going through the system and trying to find assisted living versus nursing homes versus all these different things. It's been like a little nightmare, and I know some of you have gone through that too as well. So Steve Kelly with some really interesting things to talk about how easy it is for people to get covered or to realize what's happening instead of not having any idea about it. All right, speaking of ideas, you all had plenty of ideas. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, "Kate, the Oklahoma beheading is just sickening. I couldn't even really read many of the details. I heard you talking about it, and I caught the tail end of it, and I wanted to find out more. It is so depressing that this kid, by all accounts, this guy in his 30s, was pretty decent, but then he got into some trouble with the law. Then the next thing you know, he decides he's going to change his name. He's going to go to work, and he's going to cut off the head of someone he works with. Who would have suspected that? I caught that part of the discussion where you were saying, how could you really see the red flags? It's got to make people particularly worried, even if workplace violence is down, that someone could be that barbaric. And they found a Facebook page where this guy had changed his name, and there were images of Osama bin Laden and an apparent beheading as well. So he was motivated, apparently, by some sort of terrorism, or it looks that way. Yeah, that was a terrible thing that happened. In Moore, Oklahoma, is a food processing plant, and the CEO of the company was the one who shot him to stop him. And the good news there is he was arrested. So they got him. You know, he didn't die. Didn't shoot him in the heart and he died or whatever. They're saying that he's been cooperative. He's talking to detectives. He's a mess. But who cares if he's a mess or not? They got him. How do you think the family is of the woman who was attacked and beheaded and the other woman who was attacked? I mean, it's shocking. It's just, it's unbelievable. And then what happens afterwards is, especially locally, they're trying to get reaction to find out, hey, did this guy, was he violent? Did he become a lone terrorist? What's the deal? What is the motivation? How does this happen? So the woman who said she was his mother put something up on Facebook and said that her son was raised to believe in God. He was a good kid. And I know what they're saying he's done, but that's not my son. And that's the thing. So what happened to this guy? What was the poison that he took? And this brutal attack is, I mean, just stunning. Stunning that it happened. All right, there was somebody else who reacted to that as well. This one from Carla who says, Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I heard you mentioning the red flags and workplace. It is pretty scary to think that someone that you barely know, someplace that you work, out of the blue, you could be in their way and suddenly you're gone. Especially heinous is the beheading thing. It was hard enough to hear about the two Americans and what happened to them at the hands of ISIS, let alone here in our own country, some guy who apparently used to be normal, now is off the charts crazy, goes into a place where he worked and does that to a woman who happens to be in his way from everything that I read. Do you think he'll do massive jail time? Oh, do I think he'll do massive jail time? He should get life is what he should get. And apparently he got in trouble at work. He was at this food processing place, Vaughn's it's called. He got in trouble at work for performance issues, and he was trying to convert co-workers to Islam is what they're saying, because now they've investigated this and they're, you know, they've seen some of the things that he posted, and you know, they're trying to figure out when did he convert to Islam, and it sounds like it was a year ago. And the sad part about this is you have some great people, Christian leaders in Oklahoma, that are saying, because there's been some problems, then they're coming out and they're saying, look, don't go after people at the mosque and innocent people who are peaceful Muslims. They shouldn't be lumped into that category. And this is just a nutball, just a crazy guy who jumped on this bandwagon, maybe. He had no violent tendencies in his personality, and, you know, it's my goodness, it's just, you know, what is it that got him into trouble? Was it that he was unhappy with his life and he had problems with the law? And because he had a record. I mean, he had a record for different things that he had done. He was convicted on drug charges, resisting arrest, escape charges. He was sent to prison. So all that stuff. So he wasn't completely innocent. He had a whole crack cocaine, marijuana possession, all that kind of stuff. But not when he was younger. He was 30 years old. Wow. Okay, let's move on to some of the other things that I got here. This one from Carl, who says, Kate, I'm a first-timer. I love it when people send you emails for the first time. you have a way of attracting that, I think, and I mean that in a very good sense, because you should know that there are people out there that are listening to you. Now that I've done the suck-up thing, I know that you did something on marijuana. You had an interesting guy on the show last week, and he was had a magazine, and I liked what he talked about, and he was talking about what he thought was going to happen and some of these issues, these election issues. The thing is, I wonder how many other states will actually legalize marijuana, or will they look at some of the other problematic sides of Colorado and decide that it's not for them? I think the answer is there is problematic sides to it with the whole cash business thing, and geez, what do you do if someone's completely trashed? They've never had any kind of pot and they don't even know all these strains, and then they, you know, they're driving erratically, you know, they're dealing with, well, geez, legally, is that like driving drunk, or how do we figure that out? But the money that's coming in is huge. The tax money to Colorado, giant. So when other states who are cash-strapped see that and they can get the people to rally behind them enough, then those states will do it. That's what's the question of. I think it should be on the ballot anyway. Let people decide. Throw it on the ballot, of course. Throw it on the ballot, talk about the issue, and let the people decide what they want to see happen. And we got this one from Brad, who says, Chelsea Clinton having the baby. I got to think that Hillary Clinton is going to declare, Kate. Do you think that helps her or hurts her on the campaign trail? Well, I think it's not going to hurt her, not with women or not with older women, especially relating to the child thing and now the grandparent thing. She may throw that out in the younger crowd. The hip grandma, I'm assuming that would be what you would try to, they'd try to use that, perhaps. I don't see how it's a negative for her. Unless the person she's running against is 35 years old and off the charts high energy and somewhat out of left field that we don't know about. I don't know. I think the interesting question is going to be when she declares, because I can't imagine she won't. I would be stunned. And who the Republicans end up nominating. Who is that going to be? Is it going to be Rand Paul? Is it going to be somebody else we're not suspecting? Will it be? I wouldn't be shocked if it was a male-female ticket. If there was a female on what I call the undercard running for vice president, that wouldn't be shocking, especially if it's Hillary Clinton, who is the Democratic nominee, which unless she says she, I think it's, I mean, it's pretty much done deal unless she says she doesn't want to do it, that she just wants to hang out, which she could. There, she may throw a curveball at us and surprise us with that one. All right, long-term care, man, it's serious stuff. Steve Kelly, coming up.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the freeze-dry guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The freeze-dry guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Of the week, where we're going to get some great advice from free money guy Stephen Kelly. He's in our virtual green room. He swears he's focused because, you know, the Patriots are playing Kansas City right now, but he's always focused when it comes to giving some sound advice. That's why he's the free money guy. Tired of seeing people wither away or dither away what savings they have, and then they've got nothing left when it's all said and done. Hey, Stephen, how are you doing?
What was that?
Are you oh, don't worry. They'll score eventually.
I don't know. I like that, Kate. Wither and dither.
Yes. Wither and dither. Nobody wants to do that. And, you know, when you think about that, it's funny because you sent me a note, and I know everybody listening right now, I really want you to pay attention, because this is something that so many people don't think about, and here's where they really get pinched. Long-term care, the cost, the threat of long-term care. How serious is it, and how serious should we take planning for that, Stephen?
Well, Kate, 70% of people who reach the age of 65, 70% will require care at some point in their lives. And 20% will require care for 5 or more years. Now, let's put this into perspective. And we've talked about this before. Do you have fire insurance on your home?
Of course.
And why do you have fire insurance on your home? It's a terrible, terrible financial move, Kate. You only have a 1 in 1,200 chance that your house is going to ever burn down. And if it does burn, you know, chances are that it'll be a partial fire, and you know, a great deal of it will still be there when you're done. I mean, it's from an actuarial standpoint, it's a terrible waste of money, and yet you wouldn't be without it, would you?
No.
Okay, so that's 1 in 1,200. With long-term care insurance, 7 out of 10 people are going to need long-term care. 7 out of 10. And, you know, the denial on this is huge. Most people, if you ask them, fewer than 15% of people believe they'll need care of any kind. I had one guy in my office today, in fact, that they came in. He's an astute fellow. He had a good-sized nest egg between the two of them. They'd accumulated about $5 million. And he's 80 years old, and she's in her mid to late 60s. And she has a long-term care policy, and he doesn't. And when I asked him why, he said, it's because I just don't see myself lingering for a long period of time. I think I'll just go like that. As if anybody could tell the future.
Wow.
You know, and the thing about it is, this is, of the 5 or 7 deadly threats, we have 7 deadly threats that we talk about when we talk about retirement planning. Inflation, taxes, market risk, probate, cost of care, longevity risk, and creditors and lawsuits. Most people worry more about longevity risk and market risk, but the number one threat to retirement plans, to estate plans, is this cost of long-term care. It's huge. The average cost of a nursing home stay today is over $100,000 a year. And, you know, you look at that, and you look at the time of life when it happens, when you are completely vulnerable and not usually having any kind of income at all, and now you need to come up with $100,000 a year for 1, 2, 3, 4 years, it can completely wipe out a retirement program and then leave the community spouse, the spouse that's not in care, devastated financially. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And the thing about it is, it's pretty easy. It's a pretty easy fix. I mean, it's not nothing. But the cost of preparing for it and having a plan in place is so much less than the cost of going through it without. When we look at the issues regarding care, 2 primary issues. The first one is asset protection, and the second one is keeping control of the process. And unfortunately, most people believe that they can get care through Medicare or get care through their medical insurance, and neither one of those will cover it. Medicare only covers 100 days of care, and it only covers care that is recuperative care. It does not cover care that is maintenance type care, which is typically what long-term care is. With long-term care, you're maintaining yourself. You're not recovering.
Mm-hmm.
With Medicare, you have to have had a medical procedure or something in the hospital for 3 days at least, and then you have to be recovering for it. So that's the care that Medicare gives. With Medicaid, in order to qualify for that, you have to be financially destitute. So you essentially have to spend all of your money down, with the exception of about $100,000 that the community spouse can keep, plus a home, and then you can qualify for Medicaid planning. But then you give up control. So now you have not managed to care for your assets, retain your assets, or maintain control of the process. So we look for alternatives, and there's three or four that come to mind. The first one being a traditional long-term care policy, and that's where you go to an insurance company, you purchase a policy that provides care if you need it. Now, the couple of drawbacks with that kind of a policy, the first one is they can be expensive, and secondly, they can be in a situation where you don't need care, then you will have spent all of that money for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of things you can do about that. The first one is there is a type of life insurance that you can purchase where if you need long-term care, the death benefit on the life insurance policy becomes the living benefit to take care of your long-term care. So assume you purchase a policy, say, for a $400,000 death benefit. If you need long-term care, and with this kind of care, I really like it because it's what we call an indemnity policy as opposed to a reimbursement policy, meaning that what they do is they just give you the money. If you show that you can't do 2 of 6 activities of daily living, and those are bathing, eating, dressing, continence, toileting, and transference,
mm-hmm.
like moving from a wheelchair to a bed. If you can't do 2 of those without help and a doctor certifies it, with this type of a care policy, they just release the money to you, and they pay it out over a 48-month period. So if you've got let's say $400,000, you'll get $100,000 a year paid out monthly to cover your care. And that's tax-free.
Wow.
Now, assume that you only needed it for 2 years and then you died. Now there's still $200,000 left in the life insurance policy that goes back to your beneficiary.
Mm.
So that's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do is there's type of an annuity, a fixed annuity, it's very safe, that provides 3 or 4% interest rate, and it doubles in value if you need care. So assume you purchased a $200,000 annuity, and now you need care. You couldn't do 2 of those activities of daily living, and you now have $400,000 to cover the cost of your care because you have your own $200,000 plus the insurance company kicks in another $200,000. So there are things we can do that provide that firewall, provide the financial wherewithal to pay for the care, and keep the control of the process within our own control. And those are the things that we try and do with people.
Boy, so smart when you know, at the beginning of this, when you talk about, isn't it interesting, we would never, never not have fire insurance. We would never not be covered.
Or health insurance.
Yeah.
Or collision insurance on your car. I mean, there's a dozen types of things that we just wouldn't be without. And yet, long-term care is one of those things that 70% of us are going to need during the course of our lifetime. And very, very few people want to face up to it. And it's a form of denial more than anything else.
Yeah. All right. So that's, I think, the rallying cry here, folks. Pay attention without a doubt. Free money, guys. Steve and Kelly, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kate. It's always a pleasure.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Topping weekend count, sadly, domestic violence. We know that this has exploded in the NFL, or at least all of a sudden, there are a lot of guys being charged with it, including Arizona Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer, formerly charged with assaulting his wife during two arguments in July at their house, an indictment publicly released late at the tail end of last week, charged him with felony aggravated assault and eight misdemeanors, including assault, criminal damage, and disorderly conduct. They say, and here's the gist of it, that he broke his wife's nose with a headbutt during an argument in July and then engaged in an argument the following day where he punched his wife and threw a shoe at his 17-month-old son, who luckily was not injured. This story will go on and on. The gist of it is, the NFL has said as well, that the Dwyer case will be reviewed under the league's personal conduct policy. The day after he was arrested, the Cardinals placed him on reserve non-football illness list, is what they're calling it. That means he can't play for Arizona again this season. October 6th is a status conference that's been scheduled for Dwyer, so we'll see what they say then, but this just goes along with the procession, unfortunately, of problems that the NFL is dealing with when it comes to domestic violence. We move on to Hong Kong, and Hong Kong's leaders are saying, okay, enough is enough. The protests have gotten bigger and bigger. The crowds is what it is. The crowds have really swollen. It's like an Occupy China, Occupy Hong Kong. Thousands are just standing their ground, holding umbrellas, camping out, that kind of thing. It was just a couple of days ago where officers there used tear gas and pepper spray at the crowd. 56 people have been injured so far in this. Now protesters have masks and protective goggles and plastic raincoats and all that sort of stuff. And the pro-democracy movement there is pretty big. I mean, thousands of kids lining up for this. And the demonstrations started in response to China's decision to allow only Beijing-vetted candidates to stand in the city's 2017 election for the top spot of chief executive, which is the top civil position. Protesters say Beijing has gone back on its pledge to allow universal suffrage in Hong Kong, which was promised instead a high degree of autonomy when it was handed back to China by England in 1997. So there you go. It does look eerily similar now to an Occupy movement. Remember the whole Occupy Washington, Occupy, you know, pick your state, and there was camping going on. That's kind of what it's looking like now, more than still a lot of people, but more than just a ton of people standing up and protesting. They're hanging out in tents and have umbrellas and all that sort of stuff. Moving along to some more numbers. CNN did a poll about the U.S. being hawkish or dovish. And one of the questions was, how would you describe Obama? 29% say hawk, 65% say dove. It's a CNN ORC survey. Half of Americans consider themselves doves on foreign policy. Slightly less say they're hawks. The poll shows that two-thirds of Americans describe the president as a dove, as I mentioned, 29 a hawk. That's where you get those numbers from, and this, I'm sure, is related to the latest things that have happened. The president's plan to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIS includes a coalition airstrike campaign, which we're seeing already unfold, and the arming and training of Syrian rebel forces that are also fighting that extremist group. So, according to the survey, 50% of Americans view themselves as doves, defined in the poll as someone who believes the U.S. should rarely or never use military force. So you know that, compared to 45% whose self-identity is hawks, someone who believes that military force should be used frequently to promote U.S. policy. So we keep beating the same drum, it looks like. We're going down the same path. The numbers, to me, have shifted a little bit. And what's interesting is a lot of Democrats are incredibly frustrated with the president. Because you can't be you just can't put one foot in one corner and one foot in the other, especially when you're the top guy. It's really impossible to do gray very well. I think that's been the problem of the administration from the start. There isn't so much the gray areas. When you're the leader of the free world, this is what we've looked at. Here's my decision. Boom. And for better or worse, it's certainly stronger. Afghanistan is signing a deal for 9,800 U.S. troops to stay. In case you were wondering, after 2014, this is all the stuff that should have been worked out earlier, but the newly inaugurated president will sign a vital security deal Tuesday, later today, to allow American soldiers to remain in the country past the end of the year. The number is 9,800 after 2014. The announcement comes after Ahmadazi was sworn in on Monday as the new prez, replacing Hamid Karzai in the first democratic transfer, which is huge, of power after the 2001 U.S.-led invasion knocked off the Taliban. Karzai, if you remember, wouldn't sign the security agreement with the U.S. So because of that, there wasn't, you know, they didn't have the security agreement in place. So how crazy was that? All right, let's take a call. That's it for Week in Count. Let's take a call from Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Do you know why the Lone Ranger only used silver bullets?
Why?
He had a phobia about werewolves.
I like it. Silver bullets.
I made that up. It's Dan Original.
It's good. You know, that's how you write jokes. You think of something and you pair it with something else.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Steve does not have to worry about people getting old. We've got Obamacare with death panels in it, so we're all going to fight the big one. And I love it. I love it when you're doing one of those, oh, I wish this clock would speed up. Oh, wow. I read between the lines.
You're so funny.
I love that little report you had about that Airbus coming in and Paul being at the wrong end of the terminals. You know, I mean, my kind of luck. Hey, where's the net? Oh, it's back over there. Oh, it's stuck at me, darn.
Yeah, so he had the back end of the plane. That was his pictures.
Now, you don't need to worry about when the Muslims take over. I'm sure you will look good in a burqa, baby.
You are so bad. You are so bad. Working it in. Working it in.
Now, you tell me, did you and me get the scores wrong on the game?
Yeah, we didn't have the score.
We blew it. What was it, 41-27?
38-14. The Cowboys were crazy good.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, they just pounded them in the beginning. You know, you knew it was gone in the beginning because they were just out the gate, and they were insane out of the gate.
And
I mean, they were insane.
And one interception, I'm going, what the hell did they do for supper?
Yeah. Yeah, they put up a couple points at the end. You're right. 38-17 was the score, but it was crazy. And the Cowboys defense.
I got half of it right. I got half of it right. I got the 17. It was just the wrong team.
The wrong team. The wrong team doesn't count. You crack me up.
I got a bet with your screener on Minnesota and Green Bay.
Oh. What do you say, Minnesota?
No, I got Green Bay.
Green Bay. Oh, yeah. Green Bay over Minnesota. Boy, they also had an incredible Sunday, no question. All right, Dan, thanks. Nail the Score is a lot of fun, and that's what Dan is referring to. You can Nail the Score with us Wednesday into Thursday. Second hour, our final segment. So you got to jump on the phone lines quick once we announce that game of the week. I don't know. I might pick Minnesota in that one. That might be a better decision. But Green Bay had their coming out against Chicago. So I don't know that Minnesota beat up on Atlanta 41-28. Flip a coin. Heads I win, tails you lose.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.